Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Talk Live. You're welcome to join us, 603-283-6160. That's the phone line for you to do that, 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And, you know, since I was a little kid, I liked Dave Chappelle. Maybe not a little kid. I don't remember exactly how old I was when the Chappelle Show first came on, but from the...
Like almost 20 years ago, right? Something like that?
Okay.
Close to it?
I was young then, but not a little kid, but... I always found it hilarious. I mean, there was very little about the show that I didn't think was funny. And then there was the Clayton Bixby thing where he was the...
The crack smoker?
No.
Oh, wait, no, that was the KKK black guy.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And that was the moment that really sold me on Dave Chappelle just being absolutely hilarious and creative. Yeah. And I've always liked the guy. Then he got kind of weird. He did a Michael Jackson thing and like went off to North Africa for a number of years. And then he came back and he started doing comedy again. And he upset a lot of people with his last special, what was it called? Sticks and Stones, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Anyway,
it was funny. I watched that one.
I watched it as well. And yeah, a lot of trans people, the LGBTQ community in general, was really upset by it. And I never understood what made them so upset. The only part of it I remember him saying anything about trans people was, you got to think about it, that's kind of funny, being a man born in a woman's body. And it is kind of funny, right? It's funny to think about how nature screws up so catastrophically sometimes. Mm-hmm. Cats born with six toes, all manner of weird things. Nature isn't perfect and weird stuff happens. That is kind of funny. But a lot of people got upset and, you know, cancel culture tried to do its thing, apparently. Then he came back out with this one called The Closer, which is his latest special.
And you hadn't even heard about it, by the way, until I mentioned it to you last night, I think, right?
Right.
Like you didn't even know about it.
No. And I was able to watch it, and I get why some people are upset, but it's not because of anything Dave Chappelle said.
Well, some people just don't have a sense of humor.
It is that there is part of that going on.
They're constantly looking to be offended.
But I think it's just that they're not intelligent enough to understand what Dave Chappelle was actually saying.
Like that could be.
There was the lengthy bit he did about feminism and how they needed a man to be in charge. And he would lead them into success, and all they had to do were some sexual favors for him. And then he said, and then we're right back to square one,
mm-hmm,
pointing out that's how this entire feminist movement became necessary in the first place, was because of exactly that mentality among men. And almost no one got that. They're just upset. They see, oh, he's taking shots at feminists. Like, no, he's actually not. He just made it seem that way while he was backing up the whole point that caused the rise of the feminist movement in the first place.
Mm.
And that just went over their heads. Just like all of the compassion that he put forward toward trans people. I mean, he even said at least once, you know, just have empathy for people,
mm-hmm,
at all times. He says something to that effect.
Yeah, just talking about just being a human.
Yeah. And people found a way to be upset because he did make a lot of trans jokes, but...
And they were funny.
They were funny. I laughed a lot throughout this thing.
Yeah, but the whole thing was great.
One of my favorite lines was his criticism of LGBTQ people as being, you know, you're a minority until you need to be white again.
Mm.
Talking about calling the police and stuff like that. And he makes an extremely valid point, and that's sort of one of my issues with the LGBTQ community. He just put it very succinctly in that one little line. But I didn't see anything to be upset about. He told a lengthy story about a trans friend of his who ultimately committed suicide.
It's a really sad story, actually.
Yeah, and he didn't say it was because of cancel culture, mm-hmm, but, you know, I've sort of been in that place, and not nearly on that scale where I criticized the liberal redneck and all of his the liberal redneck.
I don't know.
He's just some guy on YouTube. Yeah, he's kind of funny.
Okay.
But he is a liberal, and he's a hardcore leftist,
gotcha,
and he's a redneck, so he's got a decent following. And I criticized him for assuming that this Christian woman was racist simply because she was a white Christian woman.
Mm.
And
that's not fair.
No, and his followers just flocked my YouTube channel, and I just received hundreds of hateful comments.
Wow.
most of them telling me things like, you know, shut up. He's speaking up for you. What's wrong with you? I'm like, I'm speaking up for
me,
though.
Yeah, you didn't ask him to speak for you.
No.
You don't need someone to speak for you, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But after dealing with that, I can see how dealing with it on a magnitude of, you know, tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of these people coming at you could cause someone to commit suicide. I just completely deleted the video that I made and left it, just ignored the comments over the next week or so because it was toxic and it wasn't doing anything for my mental health. So I wouldn't be surprised if that crowd actually did cause her to kill herself. But he even admitted that he didn't know what was going on in her life at the time.
Sure.
He described her as a friend, but well, he characterized her as a friend, but the description that he provided was more of a, he knew of her and he had hung out with her on a few occasions, but not someone that he like regularly hung out with.
Well, yeah, I mean, he travels a lot, so.
Yeah, good point. But a lot of people got
they were close enough to where he had invited her to do an opening act for him.
Yes.
And then proceeded to invite her to do more work with him.
Yes, but the opening act that she did initially, apparently, was terrible. Which isn't too surprising, but then she ended up being backstage with him, and, you know, when they were just hanging out, it seems that, from his description, she was a comedian who did a better back and forth than she did just standing there talking.
Well, she was also newish as well, as he explained. It was a really interesting and really sad story. I didn't expect it. That took me by surprise in the you know, 'cause it's a comedy show. You know, you generally don't want to bring your audience down. But man, it was appropriate, and I thought it was well placed.
A lot of people are saying now that, you know, he was just using, quote, his friend, his trans friend, as sort of a shield. You know, that whole, I can't be racist, I
my
have
best
a black friend.
Trans. Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of people are saying he did that kind of thing. But if you watch his body language as he tells that final joke about her and about how, you know, it was the manliest thing she had ever done or something to that effect, you could see the pain in his face as he made that joke and how, you know, he was making it specifically to be edgy, but you could hear the pain in his voice and see it in his face as he said that. So I have no doubt that this was an actual friend of his.
Yeah.
And I've never seen anything from him that suggested he was transphobic or homophobic or anything like that. A lot of people...
Oh, but he said he was transphobic during this, so it must be true.
He did.
I mean, some people just take what he says at face value, and it's clear that he's not being serious with a lot of the things that come out of his mouth.
One of the first jokes he made was about Martin Luther King using a glory hole. If you open with that, why would you take anything said in the next hour even remotely seriously?
I don't know. Like I said, people just, there's a certain group of people out there that just loves to be offended, and that's what they're looking for. And they want to make a statement about something that offends them. So everybody knows how, you know, woke they are or whatever.
Yeah, so a friend of mine sent me an article about these trans comedians who are explaining why this is transphobic and messed up. So I looked through it. That wasn't at all what they were doing. It's just a bunch of trans comedians expressing outrage.
Mm.
Well, that's not an argument.
Were they being funny?
No. They're like, I'm breaking character here. I'm going to stop being funny for a minute to talk about why I'm so upset about this. But saying that you're upset doesn't explain to me why I'm supposed to be upset, first of all. And I don't need you to explain to me why I should be upset. I'm not upset by what I saw. And you expressing outrage isn't going to make me upset about what I saw, because I know what I saw.
Sounds to me like the trans comedians are hoping to ride some coattails, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's be upset about Dave Chappelle, #DaveChappelle, you know, to try to get people to pay attention to them. Maybe they'll get some extra followers, and, you know, they're pandering to, again, the offended crowd. Which, you know, it's tough to be a comedian these days.
It is, because
so much sensitive out there.
And the whole point of comedians has always been to push the boundaries.
Yeah, and usually comedy, whether you like it or not, and if you don't like it, you don't have to watch it, but usually comedy has a victim. There's usually somebody who is sort of the victim of the butt of a joke.
I would say the butt of the joke.
Yeah.
But I don't think trans people were the butt of the closer. I think it was cancel culture and outrage culture. As a trans person, I wasn't in the least offended by any of it. Mm-hmm. In fact, it just made me sad that he's not going to continue doing these, because he said in there, you know, this is my last one for a while. I'm like, well, that kind of sucks. I forgot how funny you were, and I want you to do another one.
Well, that's the thing, though. I mean, if you got a good product, and you put it out there too much, then it could burn on somebody, right? It can burn you out, right? That's why he ended up walking away from Chappelle's show, was because, you know, it just wasn't worth doing for him anymore. He was burned out and didn't want to deal with the corporate BS and all that, and he could afford to walk away, and it made people want him back, right? You know, you don't know what you got till it's gone.
What do you think? Should people be offended by Dave Chappelle? Should I be offended? Give me a call. Let me know why I should be upset. 603-283-6160.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us, 603-283-6160. 6160. That's 603-283-6160. And I want to tell you about Liberty in Our Lifetime. You can get your digital tickets now. Unfortunately, physical tickets are sold out. It's being hosted by the Free Private City Foundation. LifetimeLiberty.com is the website. They're exploring projects happening right now around the world that are working to achieve the lofty goal of liberty in our lifetime. Speakers from Crypto Valley, Prospera, the Seasteading Institute, and more are going to be speaking at the October 16th event. So get your digital tickets now for only $50 at LifetimeLiberty.com and see what people are doing to create a free world at LifetimeLiberty.com. We have Dave Ridley calling from the Ridley Report. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, folks.
Hey, what's up?
I'm from New Hampshire here with an update on New Hampshire independence.
Hey, what's going on, Dave? I'm sorry, I missed the meeting today. It was my first one that I've missed in 10 weeks.
Yeah, so the news I got from the meeting today was that I guess they hit nine. It was nine legislators that ultimately signed on as sponsors and co-sponsors of the New Hampshire Independence Amendment.
That is awesome.
And for our listeners that are new maybe to this topic, there's a state representative, Mike Sylvia, who's a liberty-loving, award-winning, freedom-loving rep. He's like one of the top freedom reps out there. He has introduced a constitutional amendment that, if passed by the State House and the Senate with over 60% in both House and Senate, will end up on the ballot in 2022, where it then must be passed by over two-thirds of voters, and it will then immediately go into effect, and we will declare peaceful independence from the United States at that point and proceed as an independent nation. That's a rough summary of what's going on. So what you're saying, Dave, is that Mike Sylvia has found a total of nine people that... Now, does that include him, the nine?
Yes.
Okay, so nine people, including him, will have their names... Nine state representatives, I should say, will have their names on this as co-sponsors. The maximum number of co-sponsors is 10.
Oh.
I would say that it is fairly unusual to see this many co-sponsors on a bill. This is a pretty big deal, I think.
There's also been some flamethrower talk from an anti-independence state rep. Apparently, according to Alu Exelman from the Liberty Block, mm-hmm. LibertyBlock.com, he says one of the state reps that he emailed, urging them to support the constitutional amendment, emailed him back saying, quote, "I have sworn an oath to defend the U.S. Constitution against all enemies. I would absolutely support any federal effort to crush any state that attempts to dissolve the union," unquote.
Do we know if this guy's a Republican, just out of curiosity, or a Democrat, or what?
No, I don't know what his affiliation is. And I emailed him, hey, did you really say this? And he didn't get back to me in about 4 days.
What was his name, this guy?
His name is J.C. Allard, according to Alu Exelman.
I would imagine the state rep would be a bit hesitant to admit that he actually did say this. But, I mean, the possibility of the state of New Hampshire declaring independence from the federal government and the federal government coming in with tanks and drones and bombs and flamethrowers, that's so unbelievably unlikely.
Well, apparently this guy is willing to pull out some guns and start shooting. At least that's the way he's making it sound. And by the way, he is a Republican from Merrimack, apparently.
You know, when you talk about using all, you know, any federal effort, that, you know, that would include what? Torture, genocide?
Yeah, I guess so. That's usually what they do.
All the things they've already done, mm-hmm. right? So, but no, I mean, the fact that they've done all those things does actually mean that they could do something violent. But, yeah, with support running so, you know, with as much concerned about them as there already is, imagine how fast the states would all line up to eject from the union if the federal government did use violence at any kind of wide scale against Americans.
Yeah, I just don't see it likely.
Yeah, it would look really bad for them. And Robert Murphy, who's a libertarian kind of voluntarist thinker guy, he came out with like a 46-page document about why Texas should leave the United States. And a lot of the rationale is, you know, similar to why New Hampshire should leave. And he addresses some of the objections that we always hear. And this is one of them, you know, oh, federal government's going to drop bombs on you or whatever. It's like, well, wait a minute. Don't forget that there are.
So you're staying out of fear. You're staying in an abusive relationship because you're scared your husband will kill you if you leave.
There's that point. But then there's also the practical side of Really? You think they're going to go ahead and drop bombs on their supporters? Because remember, ain't going to be 100% of New Hampshire that's in favor of independence, okay? If this passes, if it gets through the House and the Senate, they decide, all right, let's let the people vote on this, because they should. They should let people vote on this. If it gets onto the ballot and it goes with, 70%, that still means 30% of the voters were against it. So, roughly one out of three people dying in those firebombs or, whatever they drop on New Hampshire, in theory, would be their loyalists.
Loyal to the people dropping bombs on them.
Yeah. So it would not look good for them, and it just doesn't make sense that they would do something like that at all. And then, then there's the point that New Hampshire is also a well-armed place, and, they had a hard time in Afghanistan, so there is that. Not that I support violence.
And New Hampshire is just peacefully seceding, is the idea.
It's in the actual statement of the bill. It's in the wording. It will be, the word peaceful is actually, if it is on the ballot, if it makes it to the ballot, it's going to be in there. So, this is not the South seceding violently by firing on some sort of fort. If there's somebody that's going to be violent, it's going to come from the federal government. But I agree with you, Aria. I don't think that is very likely at all.
Yeah, it's not the 19th century anymore. The United States government just wouldn't be able to get away with doing something that grotesque.
No, I mean, there's so many cameras around. There's so much accountability, instant accountability, streaming video online. They can't, cover this up. It's not like it's going to take horseback to deliver the news to the rest of the country about the, bombings or shootings or whatever it is the federal government decides to do in this case. So I think they're going to just let us go, just like Brexit was allowed to be let go from the European Union.
The advantage we have in New Hampshire is that we don't have to draw it out. The constitutional amendment, if it passes, that very day, New Hampshire is independent.
Right. Now, obviously, there's things that need to get hashed out after the fact, like, what about the borders and what about trade and all of that. But we don't need to figure all that out in advance to just say, okay, it's over.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if you're breaking up from a bad relationship, you just get your stuff and you walk out. And then you can figure out later who gets the car and who gets the dog and all that. And, if it's an amicable one, then you can take your time to figure those things out.
Yeah, but I wouldn't characterize this as amicable,
Well, that's true. We're not happy.
I mean, that's why we kind of want to leave. It is an abusive relationship, and we want out of it.
You do tend to get along. I think in a lot of cases, at least mature people will get along better after they break up.
Yes.
Right? You're no longer living in the same house with this person, so you can get along with that person a little bit better. So if the federal government isn't, murdering and taxing us to death, then, maybe we can come to an agreement about letting people cross the borders or something. Who knows?
Hey, thank you so much for the call. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, we shouldn't be Pollyannish or overly optimistic about life surgery. We should be just here to the same extent that everyone else does, because it is dangerous.
Dave, thank you so much for the call tonight. You were starting to break out there for a bit. I'm hopeful. I'm going to hope for the best because that's generally what I tend to do. 603-283-6160. What do you think about the possibility of New Hampshire seceding? 9 state reps have co-sponsored a bill that could make that happen. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Teton County, Wyoming coroner Dr. Brent Blue on Tuesday announced that Gabby Petito's cause of death was strangulation. Dr. Blue discussing the autopsy.
This autopsy included a whole body CAT scan, an examination by a forensic pathologist, an examination by a forensic anthropologist, and toxicology evaluation.
The autopsy also shows that Petito died 3 to 4 weeks before her body was found. A new survey says the pandemic is forcing many Americans to change when they plan to retire. Northwestern Mutual Fund found that number to be 35%. Most of those surveyed said they'll retire later than planned, while some will step away from their job even earlier than expected. USA Radio News. President Biden wants to give what some believe is unprecedented power to the IRS.
Republicans are sounding the alarm over a proposed tucked inside the Democrats' $3.5 trillion Build Back Better Act that would expand the Internal Revenue Service and allow the agency to have access to any bank transaction of $600 or more. The proposal would give the IRS further access to anyone's financial information, which Republicans say amounts to federal overreach. Senator Rick Scott, Republican of Florida, said October 7th from the Senate floor, "How can you possibly justify to the American people that the IRS should be snooping around in their bank, retirement, or investment accounts? There's only one explanation. The Democrats want to control how you spend your money."
Brad Bernard's reporting from our USA Radio News West Texas News Bureau. The second longest winning streak on Jeopardy came to an end Monday night after a Yale grad student ended his run with 38 straight wins. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. Kind of surprised with the lack of calls tonight, other than Dave Ridley. I mean, we're talking about Dave Chappelle, and people are always either upset with him or they're in love with him. There's like no middle ground with Dave Chappelle. You can't just say, yeah, he's all right. You either hate him or you love him. And I fall on the side of loving him.
I like his comedy. I've enjoyed him. I'm not a fanatic or anything like that. I don't follow everything he does. But, you know, when I get the catch wind that there's a new special out, it's usually worth picking it up.
Yeah, because he's a funny guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he offends people, but he offends everyone like South Park. That's what I don't get, right? His general thing is that he offends everyone equally all the time, just like South Park does. And the South Park creators aren't being accused of transphobia, so why is Dave Chappelle? He makes fun of everyone, but you pick this one particular group of people like, oh no, he's totally serious about this one. Everyone else, he's joking about hating.
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, I don't follow South Park closely as far as that, so I don't know who they've been picking on recently, but clearly
everyone.
The wokeness is getting worse over time, it seems like, and the propensity for people to be offended seems to be getting worse over time. So, I mean, South Park may have their moment. I'm sure there have been episodes some people have bad-mouthed, you know, in the past. But
I can't think of any. I'm sure you're correct. It's happened, but generally,
maybe they didn't blow up to the level of Chappelle, you know. And maybe part of it is because it's obviously fiction. You know, when somebody's watching South Park, I'm just speculating here. You know, if you're watching South Park, you know you're watching a fictional show. Whereas some of these people, like I said earlier, they seem to believe that Dave Chappelle believes every word that comes out of his mouth.
But only when he talks about trans people. They know he's joking when he talks about, you know, Martin Luther King and the stuff he said there that I don't really want to rehash.
Yeah.
But he said a lot of racist stuff, a lot of racist against black
sexist
people stuff, a lot of sexist stuff. He does that.
Yeah. But there must be somebody out there who was offended by his line about the feminists, where he proposed that they put him in charge of the feminist movement.
I'm sure they were, but they completely missed the joke.
That's
if
what
they
I'm
were
saying.
Offended.
These people miss these jokes. They are looking to be offended. They don't understand tongue-in-cheek. They don't understand subtlety.
No, that joke was way too subtle for most people. Yeah. I mean, that joke was brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
And it was lightning fast, that one little throwaway line.
It's not
line.
A new joke, either. I mean, that's been... Somebody's been cracking that online for years. It's just he delivered it, so now he's going to get credit for it.
Well, I mean, the very last line where he said, and then we're right back to square one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that to me was the pinnacle of the joke.
Well, that was where it was clear for anyone who was really dense that he was just joking.
Well,
that was where he made that clear.
I don't know how dense you have to be, because it was very quick, it was very subtle,
yeah.
And I don't think a lot of people would have even realized it had been said. They walk away thinking, oh, he thinks a man should be in charge of the feminist movement. I'm like... You didn't listen to what he said, did you?
Yeah, no.
And I imagine a lot of these people who are offended didn't even watch it. I know people are canceling
sure.
their Netflix subscriptions and putting Dave Chappelle. I was like, I'm not going to be upset about something until I've watched it all the way through to the end. Unless it's just so horrifically offensive that I can't finish it, which I don't think has ever happened.
Or I've if heard not, you say you've aborted watching some pretty bad movies.
But not because I was offended, because
okay.
they were just bad
just
and not
bad.
Good. I mean, if Dave Chappelle hadn't been funny, I wouldn't have finished
you stopped.
It.
Yeah.
But it was funny, so mm-hmm. I continued watching it. And I'm glad I did. It was tremendously enjoyable. 10 out of 10.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
But other people are upset, and you have a story. I mean, Glad is upset for some reason. I mean,
what is that? Gay, lesbian, something, something.
I don't know
something.
What it stands for. It's something about LGBT stuff, though.
Yeah.
But they're called Glad, and for people who are called Glad, they sure are unhappy.
Yeah, they don't live up to their name. In response to the criticism, this is from MSNBC and the Washington Post. In response to criticism that Dave Chappelle's new special is transphobic, Netflix's co-chief executive, in an internal memo, defended the comedian and said the streaming platform will not remove The Closer, which is the name of his recent special. The executive named Ted Sarandos cited creative freedom as one reason the company intends to keep the show online. Pressure to remove the special from Netflix has mounted both from inside and outside of the company over Chappelle's jokes about the transgender community. Sarandos wrote that although some people may find stand-up comedy to be mean-spirited, quote, our members enjoy it and it's an important part of our content offering, unquote. He said further that Chappelle...
I didn't find it mean-spirited at all. I mean,
no.
He even routinely referred to trans people by the gender they prefer. I mean, if he had wanted to be transphobic, he could have referred to Daphne as he throughout the entire skit. And
that's true, he didn't.
He never did that.
I mean, he did crack about the pronouns on a couple of occasions, I think, but... Just joking about it.
Yeah.
Chappelle, said Sarandos, is one of the most popular stand-up comedians today, and we have a long-standing deal with him. His last special, Sticks and Stones, also controversial, is our most watched, stickiest, and most award-winning stand-up special to date. He said in the
I'm not surprised. It was really good.
So, look, you know, they're making money off of this guy. And, yeah, there may be some people who are canceling their subscriptions, but obviously Netflix is looking at the numbers. Right? Because that's all they are. They're just a corporation. They're not in it for the artistic aspects. They're in this to make money. And if they were losing more customers than they were gaining over Dave Chappelle, you better believe they'd be like, you know what? We had a $100 million deal with this. I don't know. It's $400 million. Who knows how much they're paying him for this, right? We had X
hundred
million.
I saw a number that said $20 million per special.
Yeah, so we had a $100 million deal with this guy, and... We're canceling him because our customers mean that much to us. Then it would be a whole different story if it were like,
sure.
Boom, they just lost 50% of their subscribers over this. But they didn't, obviously. And as this story points out, there's the Rotten Tomatoes website, which is a review site. and Rotten Tomatoes allows critics to review, and they have user reviews. So the critics' review is like 60% on the Dave Chappelle special, The Closer, and the user review is about 97% positive.
I'm suddenly very curious now, what is the cause of the disparity?
Well, critics. I mean, they're not the same as the audience, right? Like, there's long been a divide between the critics doing movie reviews, like, oh, this is the greatest movie, and it's just some boring crap. And then, you know, they don't like things where, you know, things go boom, action movies, but yet those things are selling tickets like crazy, right? So that's always been there. The memo followed condemnation from Jacqueline Moore, a transgender writer who worked on the Netflix original Dear White People, as well as criticism from Tara Field, a transgender software engineer at Netflix.
It's important to point out that Netflix does have a show called Dear White People, and they also have the Dave Chappelle special. And these people who are angry about Dave Chappelle, they don't want Dear White People gone. They're not saying, oh, we don't need this kind of politically divisive content on Netflix. They just want the content they don't like gone.
Advocacy groups, including GLAAD and the National Black Justice Coalition, also condemned the special and asked for its removal. And so then they do a quick summary of his routine. He defended J.K. Rowling, saying he was on Team TERF, an acronym for Trans Exclusionary Radical Feminist. Can you describe what a TERF is?
Yeah, it's a type of feminist who doesn't believe that women should be allowed to use, that trans women shouldn't be allowed to use the women's restroom and stuff like that. They exclude trans people, trans women, as women. But if you listen to Dave Chappelle, first of all, he was joking. Mm-hmm. He said explicitly trans women are women, and he went into explicit detail about why he would rather have a trans woman using the women's room than the men's room.
He sure
like,
did.
Someone turning
we
around.
We can't
and,
say that. Huh? Yeah. We can't go into that level of detail on the radio.
No, but he cracked a funny line. Oh, you must be a veteran. Sorry. So, I mean,
you got to see it.
He made it very clear that he's not, in fact, a TERF and that he was joking. Like, as you would expect a comedian to do.
Let's see. As of Tuesday morning, about a week after the release, The Closer was the third most watched show on Netflix.
Wow.
Although it received, again, a Rotten Tomatoes low score from critics, audience members gave it a 97 out of 100. And if you translate that, the 97 out of 100, to, you know, whether or not Netflix has lost customers, you could presume at most they've lost 3% of their customers. And that's probably not even the case. There's probably only a percentage of them that are actually willing to cancel their subscriptions.
And I suspect a bunch of the Rotten Tomatoes people who, you know, didn't rate it very highly haven't actually seen it.
There's a good chance of that.
Have you seen it? 603-283-6160.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, and I guess the pandemic really is coming to an end because it's been almost 3 whole weeks since YouTube kicked us off of their platform, and that seems to be happening.
Wait, we got kicked off of YouTube again?
I think we got back about 3 weeks ago, didn't we?
Okay.
From the previous kickoff. So I mean, it's
yeah,
been
I think
like,
we're on there right now.
We are on there.
Yeah, yeah.
But it has been like 3 weeks since they kicked us. I see. I worded that badly.
Yeah.
It sounds like we've been kicked off for the last 3 weeks.
Yeah,
okay,
we're back.
That's not the case. We are on YouTube, and it has been 3 weeks since they decided, okay, I'm going to stop trying to rephrase that because that's not working out. But it happens to us quite a lot. It happens across all big tech platforms, but there's an alternative to YouTube called Odyssey. You can find our Odyssey channel at video.freetalklive.com. It's a decentralized platform. Odyssey itself is a centralized front end that accesses the library network. Library is the underpinning of Odyssey. It's a decentralized blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and Odyssey is just sort of a website that people can go to see what's on Library if they don't want to download the library software and all of that awesome stuff.
For the most part, the Odyssey site doesn't include pornography, and that is there's no bans on that on libraries. So if you care about that, you can't get it through Odyssey.
Okay, fair point.
Just so you know.
However, they don't censor us there. We actually were allowed to do an all-female topless show.
Well, that's not pornography.
It is not, but YouTube would not have allowed it.
Oh, yeah. No one else would allow that.
No. So, I mean, they're really cool over there, and a lot of people are joining them. There's now more than 1 million disaffected YouTube creators over there who are just sick of being deplatformed by YouTube, such as the guy who was making videos about the Uyghur genocide happening in China.
Mm-hmm.
He got kicked off of YouTube, so he went to Odyssey. You've got to check it out. Video.freetalklive.com will take you directly to our channel. It's video.freetalklive.com. We have Tom calling from New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening. I was thinking, you know, it took me a long time to realize what people are talking about when they speak of the state, because what they're really talking about are two distinct things blurred together as one. Even in the United States Constitution, where these people are talking about the state, You know, the full faith and credit shall be given in each state to the public acts, records, and judicial proceedings of every other state. In the first iteration where they say state, the state is a piece of territory with clearly defined surveyed boundaries. And in the second iterance, in the same sentence, the public acts, records, and judicial proceedings of every other state, they're talking about an organization that has letterhead with a fancy-looking seal on it. And they blur them together as if they are one and the same thing. And it kind of it gets people thinking that this state is a some kind of creature or organism with a being with a mind, you know, and it's not.
This is a tactic that they use to blur, and I think blurring is the right term, as you pointed out, Tom, to confuse people, to thinking that... to not really knowing what the state is, because if you say you're against the state of New Hampshire, some people would think that means you hate living here and that you don't like the trees and that you don't like, you know, the beauty of the state. No. The land of New Hampshire is a very, very beautiful place. The state of New Hampshire is, at its core, not the land, but that is ultimately what the term is designed to confuse people into not really knowing. Like, oh, are you talking about the land? Are you talking about the government? Cartel.
I think Murray Rothbard talked a lot about this, how the whole concept of patriotism has been subverted by the state. You know, the way patriotism used to be, a person had love for their homeland.
For freedom.
For the actual land that they were from. Mm-hmm. But that's been co-opted by the state, and now your loyalty isn't, you know, to the beautiful lush forests and the mountains or whatever, it's to the United States government.
Some bureaucrats.
Yes.
Now, let me tell you something else here. As far as the debate over whether violence is or is not the answer, let me chime in. Ron Paul chimed in on that one on May 22, 2007. It's in the Congressional Record, page 5610. And then he says in one paragraph, peaceful, nonviolent revolutions against tyranny have been every bit as successful as those involving military confrontation. Mahatma Gandhi and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. achieved great political successes by practicing nonviolence, and yet they suffered physically at the hands of the state. But whether the resistance against government tyrants is nonviolent or physically violent, the effort to overthrow state oppression qualifies as true patriotism. End of quote.
Well, there's actually a book written by Erica Chenoweth called Why Civil Resistance Works, The Strategic Logic of Nonviolent Conflict, which argues that actually nonviolent resistance to violent people like the state has become more and more effective over time.
Yeah, because it just makes them look worse.
Yeah. So you're wrong. Yeah, Ron Paul might have not read, you know, the latest on the studies on that as far as comparing
recent.
It
wasn't written yet.
I don't know. That's a possibility, actually.
Yep.
So,
well, thank you so much for the call tonight, Tom. I have to disagree as well with what Ron Paul said. Violence just begets more violence. Mm-hmm. It's not going to solve the problem. Only peace is going to end the problem that is violence.
It's true. You have to peace is the way if you that's what you want.
But a lot of people don't want peace. You know, they want angry. They want bloodshed. Mm-hmm. They want hate. Because all of American society, as far as I can tell, is just built around dividing each other and hating one another for some of the most silly reasons ever. Like someone cracking a joke, now they're your number one enemy because their joke offended you. And that's not a way a society can operate. Because first of all, that person didn't offend you. That person said a thing and you chose to react to that with anger and hostility. You get to choose your emotions. No one else can affect them. You choose whether or not to let people have that power over you.
Boy, people don't like hearing that.
I don't care. They need to hear it. Because it's weak. If you let people control you like that, you're just a weak, little, submissive loser. You need to take control of your emotions, own them, and realize that no one else can make you feel anything. That's 100% within your control.
I totally agree with you on that. And I wonder what percentage of people are upset about hearing that statement. How dare you make me feel so angry, Aria? It's all your fault.
Yeah, but I didn't make them feel anything.
No. And that's what they're doing is they're taking the onus of control outside from themselves, where it actually is, and pretending like some other person has control over them and their emotions, which is absolutely a ridiculous concept.
It is, but a lot of people create that circumstance. They do allow themselves to be manipulated like that. Look, if I can control your emotions like that, then I can manipulate you into doing anything that I want you to do. Recognize, first of all, I don't control your emotions. You do.
Yeah.
Your internal reaction, your emotion to something someone else says, is your internal reaction.
It always is, every time.
But they don't get it. And this anger we see here directed at Dave Chappelle, these people being offended, they're choosing to be offended. They're blaming Dave Chappelle for offending them and for making them. One person said she wanted to go back into the closet and quit stand-up forever. I'm like, first of all, okay, drama queen.
Yeah.
Second of all, why would you choose to feel that way? Why wouldn't you choose to feel, you know, good for Dave Chappelle for making other people laugh? I'm going to go out here and do my act and make people laugh in the way that I make them laugh. That to me is the sensible approach. But no, all of these other people, they just want to freely give Dave Chappelle control over their emotions so that they can be manipulated when he releases HBO Netflix specials and manipulate them basically into giving him more money, as far as we can tell. $20 million per special. He's not doing bad.
Yeah, he's laughing all the way to the bank, if he's still using banks.
He probably is.
Jacqueline Moore is the transgender writer who worked for a Netflix original, Dear White People. She also writes for Peacock's Queer as Folk. Wrote on Twitter that Chappelle used to be one of her heroes, but he said he's a TERF, Moore wrote. He compared my existence to someone doing blackface. She says she's done with
Netflix.
Did he?
I missed that part. I don't recall hearing him mention blackface.
He did. He mentioned that, yeah. That same day, Field, who's the Netflix software engineer, who's also trans.
So hold on. This trans person liked Dave Chappelle when he was making racist jokes and anti-feminist and anti-woman jokes and misogynistic jokes and all of that. But when he made a joke that actually targeted her, suddenly it was too far.
We're breaking up. That same day, the Netflix software engineer criticized Chappelle in a tweet, she's also trans, for characterizing the community as thin-skinned. Quote,
you're proving his point.
Quote, our existence is funny to him, and when we object to his harm, we're offended, Field wrote. She said further, quote, what we object to is the harm that content like this does to the trans community, especially trans people of color, and very specifically, black trans women. She added, by the way, she's white.
I don't know what harm she's talking about. First of all, what trans community, and can you even harm an esoteric, non-existent thing that isn't tangible?
Well, isn't it called the collective? I don't think you talked about that on the air.
I have not talked collective. About that yet, but I was accused of going against, quote, the collective. Both the and collective were capitalized here. So, got to be the board. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.